From College Station and the Texas AgriLife Extension Service, this is your weekly 2-minute Texas crop and weather report for May 1st, 2012. Though the overall percentage of the state under moderate to extreme drought has continually dropped since September 2011, producers are beginning to worry that 2012 could be a repeat performance, according to AgriLife Extension personnel. In many areas, drought recovery continued, according to this week's agents' reports. Producers were harvesting winter forages and small grains for hay to replace stocks depleted in 2011. Corn was being planted. Cotton farmers were either preparing to or starting planting, and farm ponds and stock ponds continued to fill up. These signs of recovery, however, were confined mostly to the eastern half of the state, according to the agent reports and the U.S. Drought Monitor. Draw an imaginary line from Wichita Falls through Fort Worth and south to Houston, and every county west of that line continued to suffer one stage of drought or another. Large swaths of West Texas have yet to come out of the extreme drought of 2011. Parts of the Panhandle are still extremely dry. And even in counties where there have been substantial rains, there was concern that the reprieve will be short-lived. David Winkler, AgriLife Extension Agent for Boss County, southwest of Fort Worth, said the D word, drought, is being whispered in many counties around the area. Nobody wants to say it out loud, he says, but it is in the back of our minds as we watch the plants on shallow soils turn brown from lack of water. Randy Reeves, AgriLife Extension Agent for Harrison County, north of Longview, said conditions are getting dry there again. Most of the rain that was received last week and the week before was north of the county. David Grosky, AgriLife Extension Agent for Limestone County east of Waco, said after missing a few chances for rain in the last few weeks, producers have been worried that the spring rains have halted. There was a lot of hay being rolled up and stored in anticipation of a hot and dry summer, he reported. Arlen Gentry, AgriLife Extension Agent for Ward County north of Fort Stockton, reported that temperatures there hit 104 on April 25th. He noted that mesquite and weeds were the only green seen in pastures. The drought is still here, Arlen said. This has been Robert Burns with AgriLife Communications. We'll be right back.